In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. We were sitting around a table in the main room of a hut, drinking cups of tea, our bellies likely full of dalbat, this delicious Nepalese version of lentils and rice, when our guide, Tek, rose from the table and disappeared into the back. Just the day before, we had summited the base camp of Mount Everest, standing with our arms raised in jubilation at 17,598 feet on rocks with tattered prayer flags teetering in the wind. But on our descent down to a lower camp, the fierce winds of the valley got into our lungs. Our bodies that had carried us so far now sounded like a pile of hacking coughs, raspy voices, and congested sniffles. But when Tek returned, he came with several basins of hot water, towels, and some form of vapor rub, and he placed the items at the end of the supper table. I watched rather cautiously as he set up these makeshift steam tents and invited each of us to come forward. But unlike the others, I held back. I didn't get it, I didn't agree with it, and it didn't seem like it would work. He sensed my reluctance, and yet again, he invited me forward. And so the next thing I knew, I found myself applying this ointment on my skin and going under the towel, over the basin of water, hovering over the water, thinking just how ridiculous this all was. But then I felt the warmth of the steam ease into my nostrils and bits of the congestion loosen. But something bigger began to shift within me, this need to understand and make sense of it all. And it became less about relieving respiratory symptoms and more about receiving care. You see, Tek could have just given us some form of cold medicine and poured us more tea. This was not in his job description as our guide. But I think he wanted to show us something more, that after all these miles together, he cared deeply for our well-being. He wanted us to take our next step on the journey. Tonight, in this turn of Holy Week, the triumphant cheers from Palm Sunday are distant. Jesus is at table with his disciples in an upper room as the shadows of death frame their next steps. Imagine being there in conversation, perhaps in between remaining bites of cheese, bread, olives, and sips of wine, when Jesus rises from the table, he takes off his outer robe and he comes toward you, this beloved teacher of yours, and he asks to wash your feet. How do you respond? Do you look him in the eyes? Do you look away? Do you, like Peter or me, question his invitation? With ordinary objects of towels and basins of water, Jesus flips power and cultural norms and form and function in what could have easily been relegated to a servant's task. Jesus is the one who John said he was unworthy to untie a thong of a sandal, and yet in this moment of feet washing, Jesus shows us that love can cross our human constructs of position and status and boundaries. Perhaps one of the most challenging lessons in this scene is that Jesus' mandate of love is not selective in who and where. It's a command for our full lives. And where this is especially hard for me is following his words when someone close to me or someone I respect has let me down. And yet Jesus washes the feet of Peter and Judas with full knowledge of their betrayal and shattered expectations to come. We too will fall short, and yet Jesus offers again and again this way of love. You do not know what I am doing, says Jesus to Peter, but later you will understand. I've wondered what Peter's aha moment would have been like when he looked back at this cryptic conversation with Jesus and began to put the pieces together. Perhaps you too have these moments when you later recognize how the need to understand the logic of experience can stifle the gift of the Spirit. I recall how Tek extended an invitation when I was sick and weary. one that I met with resistance initially, but would still transcend and transform my journey well beyond finishing that trek. You see, after I emerged from the experience, I blurted out without thought, it's like baptism. The water, the towels, the fellowship, they had such embodied connections to this experience of remembering my baptism. And then Tech heard me, and he began asking all sorts of questions about this word that he didn't know. And so I found myself sharing with him, a Buddhist, about the significance of baptism in the Christian faith, of water symbolizing the Holy Spirit and reminding us of new life and covenant promises. These are words that I didn't know I had in me to share, as it was during a time when I doubted God's presence and provision daily, if not hourly. I began to see a glimpse of my next step ahead in Seattle and in this community of faith at St. Mark's. I can look back now to see how in a tiny hut wedged in the Himalayas, Christ was beckoning me forward. He was drawing me closer to Him. One of the many ways I see this servant-like focus at St. Mark's is through the Eucharistic Visitor Ministry. Communion kits of bread and wine are prepared with intention and prayer by the Altar Guild, consecrated by clergy, and sent forth from the Eucharist to parishioners who are homebound. There can often be an assumption that the parishioner who is taking the kit is the one who is doing the serving. But if you ask Kevin Johnson or any of the EVs, I can assure you that they will tell you that the blessing is in the mutuality of bearing witness to the Spirit together. It's what Episcopal priest Martin Smith describes as finding the Spirit in the core of our own humanity. We are each on our own spiritual journeys that likely bring up images of our own summits, valleys, and ordinary miles in between. And in it all, we are always just a collection of breaths away from death. Take a moment and consider your experience of Lent this season. What and who have given you glimpses of new life, even in the challenges of such fractured times? When and where have you felt resistance to give or receive love, and why? How does the love of Christ call you to respond and serve others? Your reflections to these questions are needed now more than ever in a divided and hurting world that is longing for love. They may not make headlines, your answers and reflections, but I believe with all my being that they will help shape our next steps of shared humanity together. Friends, Jesus gives us a template of memory that walks back ego and calls forward love. Serving others should come from this manifestation of Christ's love for us, and it remains most clear when continually sourced in our prayer and in community together. And so on this night, with basins of water and stacks of towels, we remember belovedness even in our brokenness. We consider an invitation that extends beyond feeling awkward at the sight of toes and feet. In stepping forward and taking this position of a servant, we are forming and informing the muscle memory of Christ. We remember a promise, the inward and spiritual grace of baptism, that we are united in Christ and His death and continue our next steps on the journey together, walking in love as Christ has loved us. Amen.